Don't Brass Stacks, you're on the air.
Good morning to you, Missy.
Good morning.
That is what I call a good communicator. That gentleman, whoever he is, came across as somebody you want to listen to. Because the points he raised are points that people, you know, some people will not want to touch those points because of political connections. Now, I am saying this to say that, right? I listened to yourself and Glenn Murray earlier. Everybody who communicate is not a good communicator.
Could you stick one pin there? Just one address. Just quickly address something. I did not say that we have 969 cases recorded thus far, but we have 553 cases right now in isolation. That is what is being recorded. And someone says that I made a different type of statement. And if I did, I apologize. But I pretty much thought I said 968, the statistics showing on the front page of today's Nation newspaper. And you have here a total of right now active cases in isolation. I believe, though, they're saying it's 553. If I'm wrong, someone correct me. But this is what I'm reading here in the newspapers. Continue, Mark.
Let me come out to say what I'm saying. That everybody who feels that they can communicate is not a communicator. And the fact of the matter is that even when somebody may be saying, no, at this time when they call the point here again, no, the fact remains that somewhere along the line in Barbados, there are people who are truly communicators. And they don't have to depend on body language. They don't have to depend on body language or what they can say, exquisite dress to put the case. Now, I've listened clearly. Now, your statement this morning about the various airlines and the various things, the problem, I believe, me personally believe, with COVID is the fact that somebody is fighting. The scientists are now fighting to get what could be considered a top marks for finding this and finding that. The standards seem not to know exactly where the answers are. So down in the fine line, all the stacks that we are going to get are not going to be stacks that we should be really getting. So my feeling about this whole thing as far as COVID is concerned is that, you know, when you have these press briefings, there are people in Barbados who are tired of the press briefings because of the person or persons who are connected to the press briefings. Now, you and I know that when the shah was there, that people felt that here's the guy I want to listen to. His body language, everything about him meant that this was a serious presentation. This wasn't somebody who wanted to believe that. I'm not a know-all, but
people gave the shah a hard time too. So don't
yeah,
don't
but
forget
you see,
that.
They watched him and they listened to him. And let's face facts. We have situations where most PR work is done with these press briefings. A lot of PR work. Nothing is wrong with that. But I strongly believe that as far as the COVID is concerned, just like the last call you had there, that caller, you need to hear from people like him more often. Because truth and fact, he goes to the meat of the matter. But people talk about communicate. One of the best communicators in this country. One of the best communicators in this country, I have no apologies. There's a boy called Eric Lewis. Eric Lewis communicates to the point that everybody understands. And when he understands, but you don't want to bring people to bring stacks. People bring stacks in a situation where you need to know what is going to happen. Stacks in a situation is confused. Business don't even like to listen to the budget speech. So when you're going to bring stacks in a situation where it's a very serious situation as far as pandemic is concerned. These stacks are things that I believe that they should buy a percentage of the media, especially for that. But in terms of trying to convince people that this is not a time for playing around, this is not a time for figuring that somewhere along the line that we're going to get out of this with our own mistakes. We're not going to get out of this because other people are imposing their mistakes on us. Other people are imposing their mistakes on us because we are a small, independent nation. We feel within ourselves that we can shake shoulders with those big companies, airlines.
I was saying that with all of the And I'm hoping that the program can go down a different road, not as in COVID, different road, but we do have to accept some responsibility, not necessarily everyone for the spike, but we have to carry that responsibility of ensuring that we can lower these numbers. So I think the time of searching and wondering, there are things that I believe that the government can do different. I said that this morning about some information, and maybe even moving forward with the tourists, maybe they can look at encouraging them to come, but encouraging them to come for a longer stay, as they did with the welcome stamp. But as the guy, my friend called earlier to say that, you know, the pleasure people. But you can have pleasure people who can stay longer and be in quarantine and not understand that they will have to be quarantined, and that the expense moving forward, not what happened before, I think it was a commitment and a legal one, and I could be wrong, but I believe that might have been the case. Hence the reason why the government had to do something. I think the communication delivered to the public as it was, and I think Lisa Cummins does an excellent job. However, there are things that are not deliberate. The communication then could have gone to say, well, we're looking at reimbursing. That's what they're going to do. The hotels will do that. The hotels owe government money. We all know that. They may do a little trade-off of barter. But at the end of the day, you will try to save our reputation, one. Two, you are going to make sure that the hotel will be able to still employ the bar person and the housekeeper, et cetera, et cetera. But there's no doubt in my mind that the government of Barbados, and they said that there were certain things that they're trying to tweak and do better. They never said that they did it perfect. I never heard them said that anything they did was perfect.
There's nothing wrong with having your press releases. There's nothing wrong with putting the facts out there. But the fact of the matter is how the facts are put, that people just walk away from the facts. And there's a situation in Barbados that Barbados are turned off, they're turned off. And Barbadians are more frightened now than anything else of what is happening in this country, because nothing can drag them to hear what is next. What is next? What's going to happen? I am saying that the situation is that you and I know that, yes, the government has done a lot over the last couple of months to alert people onto the seriousness of COVID. The government has done a lot. I see the government, and I'm going to show you ideas, right? AIDS was becoming a very rampant thing in this country. And the government put some posters all along the road, Bay Street, different things, of scanning faces. And people were kind of like, where's all of this? And when they draw the faces together, they realized that this was a promotion for AIDS. And awareness, people became very aware. We have a lot of talking in this COVID. We have a lot of talk, but the truth of fact that the scientists are the ones who are controlling this COVID, we feel that we are controlling it. The scientists are the ones who are controlling it to their own benefit. I personally believe that business, all we talk about the crawl, all we talk about this, we are scared, we are truly scared because we don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. And this idea of press briefing, and okay, nice, but let the stats, yeah, but, you know, business don't want to know exactly what can I do. What can I do to stop the spread of COVID?
And that, I believe, is being promoted, and it probably can be tweaked and it can be improved, because I don't think the message, if it is getting out there, I'll give you an example, Mark, and we're going to wrap up. This is twice now, this week. This is in the St. Philip area. So, yeah, Joy, we're going on. You good? Yeah, I'm good. I have on my mask. They don't have on theirs, you know. And I said, you know, you need to mask up. Mask up, mama, you don't got no COVID. I was like, how do you know that? You know, you can't just look at a person. There are people who have said that they've been to parties and nobody there had no COVID. I mean, I don't know how they know. And if they are privileged to a test that we don't know about, they should share it. The point is that there are some people who may need an additional information or coming in a different format, because there are a lot of people out there feel like if you're not coughing and sneezing, you good. That is not true. even as I speak right now and this microphone is in front of me, God knows how many droplets I have released onto it, and we clean the microphones in between the DJs and the moderators, etc. You have to. You can raise your voice, golf balls will come out. And I call it golf balls because that's what we're familiar with other than the word droplets, mean the same thing. You can. I saw a video when you count, somebody counted to 1, 2, 3, 4, and they did this camera thing and slowed it down to show you the amount of droplets that will come out of your mouth. You don't have to be coughing and sneezing in order to catch COVID. So when you say that, you know, people need to know what to do, I believe they know. I just think it needs to be reinforced. And every kind of language we can use in terms of, I don't know, skits, this, that, whatever we can do to get this home, we need to do. But Mark, I want to thank you. We got to take another caller. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air. Brass Tacks, good morning. Let me just address before this caller starts, because this person is on to say that I said that we don't make any money out of anything else. We realistically make money from other things, but tourism is our main provider financially. And they're saying here that, you know, you need to look at the central bank report, and that you have here Barbados exports roughly $80 million in rum annually. That's fine. That helps. But $80 million in money when the hospital now needs to pay out hazard pay and needs equipment and certain things, and it's $50 million, and you have road repairs at $263 million and so on. You need every last drop you can get. But I think you need to do it responsibly. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air. Good morning. 11:13. You are on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm totally really enjoying the show this morning. I really called expecting to hear Dennis. No disrespect to you.
That's all right.
Because we would have had a conversation last week, Thursday.
You can still talk to him. He's in the booth. He's the moderator today. He's the producer, sorry, today.
Okay, but I'm enjoying the program totally. It is informative. But I have some problems in that perception is a strange and real thing. When I spoke to the notion of having a national information platform, I thought we would have done it differently.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were saying along with Glenn, the person to choose the way they speak, whatever. Perception is a very, very strange thing. And I don't think the person we chose to manage was the best person, given all that would have transferred before. However, that's the person we have there. So if we can manage it now rather than waiting later to see if that it will work or whatever, I think it'd be best for the whole country. Another thing, I thought the Tsar was doing a very great job. That's the truth. Me personally, I liked his mannerisms. I liked his firmness. But each time after the Tsar spoke, persons leading the country thought they had to soften it up for us. So that's where we drop our guard. One other thing I think that we really, really dropped our guard in is when we had that on call for by election. Persons think it was business as usual. And I will say again and again, it was on call for. If you draw analysis, okay, you might have a next door neighbor. Her daughter gets pregnant at 16. And you know how to do everything and how you wouldn't let that happen to you. But when it comes to your doorstep, you don't know how to do anything. So we were having all these good feelings because, yes, it was not here. We decided we would put it out there, and we did it very poorly when it came to the communication aspect of it, that we can have the welcome stamp. But how did you communicate the welcome stamp to persons? Persons probably took their own idea of it, and they decided to come. Look and see who we have to pay this money to. And I told Dennis last week that compensation has to come because I know tourists. I work in the industry like him. I am sure he's smiling now. I know tourists. And they sit and they plan their freebies. They look at every loophole you have within your structure and your protocol. And they plan it. So we are seeing tourists that came to Barbados. Well, I will say all the time, tourism is not our business. It should be made our business, but it's not our business. Trust me, it is not. So persons would have sat and planned. Now we are in a position where we have to compensate them. Because I still believe that those who were in the hotel after the 72 hours would need some type of compensation, haven't worked, because I know how these things can go. But that should never have been the case.
But you can only get the compensation. If you were promised something, it's different to if I communicated to you and said, look, if I said you need to, you'll come at your own risk. It's almost like the car parked. You know, you park in the car park and you see a park at your own risk, and if it's been damaged, it's all at you. So I'm saying that if tourists come, what we communicated to them earlier when things were a little bit lighter to encourage them to come, we promised the tests in 24 hours or whatever that time frame was at a time where the Bastosatis lab could handle it.
Yes, Joanne, but listen to me. Uh-huh. We did not promise it for this type of tourist. So that's where we should have drawn the line.
I don't know, and I would like clarification on that.
Uh-huh. This type of tourist. But when we came, uh-huh, as workers of the government, like the minister, and then you said what you say, then you have promised it to them now. So that's a fresh contract. That's where we keep dropping the ball. So when you have your communication center, you can't come. I really, really empathize with Colonel Bostic. My heart went out to Dr. George last Friday. I'm saying my heart literally went out to Dr. George last Friday when I heard that human aspect in his voice. We are putting our people under too much pressure. It is time to sit. This is not politics, and I'll say it again, and we are playing politics with it. We are playing PR to see who can look good. We will look good all day. This is not politics. We have got to stop. We are pushing it further and further and further, aggravating the public. When I heard my first press conference, I did not expect what I heard nor saw. You should have come to me. You have reset, like I said. You should have come to me now with a totally different perspective, outlining this thing called COVID, the effects, everything of it, outlining it and saying to me the most toned, calm, soothing voice where we're going to go from here so as to avert. Another thing that I want to say, because I don't want to stay too long. Mm-hmm. I love the conversation between you and that young man. I would listen to you all for the whole day.
He's good.
I was sorry you stopped him. But we have the prison. And we are not stupid, Joanne. Allow me to call you Joanne. We're not stupid.
Please, please.
Mm-hmm. We have the prison, such a serious institution. And you're telling me just now that when you went to SARCOM, the others had their test, and then you got yours, you all got back your results.
Yes.
The prison is so serious. It should be done in one. So don't try to give me in peace to make me feel good, because you're scaring me a little bit more each time you do that. You're scaring the parents out.
But why do you mean it should be done in one, as in one day?
I mean that all those tests that we're waiting for in different pieces, put the prison as priority testing. So each time you get a testing from the prison, you should have a 24-hour result, and it should not be put back. We know we have a problem. People talking, Barbara, this thing's leaked. Mm-hmm. So, and the more we hear it from these little corners.
That's the problem. The corners, the leaks, and the voice notes.
But what are you going to do to block out this? Do something.
You really can't. But what you can do, Bajans, this is not even a Bajan problem. This is a worldwide thing. People create issues. People create a little bit of gossip. People do stuff. If it is that you want the truth about what is happening or what we're hoping to be the truth, because there are some people who are going to say to me, you're assuming it is true. I don't know. We have a press conference. We have the Prime Minister. We have Dr. George, Dr. Anton Bess, Minister Bostic, and all the other support, Walcott, Minister Walcott, etc. Now, I am not going to sit down and think that, and that's me. I can't speak for everybody else who may have doubts in their mind. I think how the information was delivered, I think that they have very good intentions, and I don't think that they're here to create any problems for us or to see any of us hurt or die or get sick with the lack of information. I don't think that is their intention at all. However, it was delivered sometimes where a question is asked. I could say this as a PR person. If I don't know, I don't know. I'll get back to you. And then there were times when they said that. Some people question that as flip-flopping, you don't know, you hiding something. But if the man don't know, the man don't know at this time. So you can't expect everything to be perfect. There are questions. When I was at a company called BWA, I got drilled with questions. I got cursed. I got this. I got bombarded. BWA was in crisis mode every day. Still probably in crisis mode, but, you know, every day. But the point is, you cannot, and in particular with health, it makes no sense. It does not benefit them or this country for any of them to be lying to anybody. What I believe should happen, and I believe that most of the public agree with me, I would like to know that if I happen to been in a particular restaurant, it means that you don't have to ask the buddy who has COVID where the contacts and COVID, because, you know, people put wrong information down on these things, putting out ID numbers and names. A lot of people have lied when they enter these buildings to put down that information. So you can forget contact tracing from that part because it don't be true. But if you tell me, all right, every person who was in this particular restaurant between this time and this time, you're requested to contact X, Y, and Z. The restaurant can't lose out with any bad PR because the restaurant will then publicly say what happened, sanitize the area, maybe offer the people who might have been disadvantaged, feeling uncomfortable, a free meal, and life will continue. I think they need to tell us where these clusters, I think they need to tell us, not the names because it's patient confidentiality, but the bus crawl, and the name bus crawl was very public. I don't see why then the other places of getting or possibly being exposed cannot be shared with Barbadians, and I put that there for all and sundry to hear.
I want to say one last thing. I'm glad you mentioned that. I have a relative, and I was speaking to her last night. You know what she said to me? If they had to tell you the truth, I would know when you go to the place to put down the right information. That's lack of proper PR, so people don't understand why you have to put this information correct. So that's where we are falling down as a government. Another thing, Jerome said...
Hold on a minute. If it is, I want to stick a pin there. And that's the other thing, too. Let me just say something. You see that caller earlier who said Barbadians was doing everything? Barbadians was doing what they were supposed to do? There are some people who really was doing what they're supposed to do. How do you think they get there? Not from the discussions of government and the PR. You understand it was us.
I'm understanding what you're saying.
Right, but you remember, we also... And I say we also, I said in the beginning, a lot of us from time to time, even if it's just 2 seconds of talking to somebody, we say, I saw a girl in the supermarket last year, my good friend, and it was like automatic, like, oh my gosh, you know, we had on our mask, but when I hugged the girl, I was scared afterwards, like, oh shoot, what did I do? But the thing is, we all do it. We all do it. And the reason that we can sit here today like that gentleman to say that Bajans listen, Bajans dropped the guard, but Bajans should not have to have the prime minister coming on every week to say. So for the time, people are saying for the time the PR stopped, and somebody mentioned then the by-election, etc., people then got a little bit, and I understand that because people looking for, wait a minute, maybe we ain't so bad. I ain't hearing nobody, I ain't hearing nothing, so I can pull down my mask.
Huh? Thank you. It's a virus.
That's the thing. So it shows us lessons learned. We need, the government needs to be on and on and on to the people as much as they possibly can. And that's what I thought when I heard the introduction of the health communicators and that they're going to do 3 a week. You mean to tell me that they come and they say they're going to do 3 a week and then some people saying it's too much and then some people saying they're not waiting. You mean you can't please nobody?
But Joyanne, you got to know how people stand at this time. But for me, we've got, and I'm glad that we have it, but we have to manage it properly. One thing that I didn't like is that then we heard that, you know, try to stay at home if you can, if you have not gotten your test results. I heard that on my television, and that was so disheartening. Try to stay at home.
Try. You should be. It should be mandatory.
Try to stay at home. We are missing the ball, Joyanne. This whole thing is playing out too politically. There's no win, no loss. For the government, you know, the people of Barbados, so tell them this. When you do your political stunt, it's no win and loss. The people of Barbados, we will all go down together. This is not politics. This is a pandemic, and we expect different type of leadership at this time.
All right, but what I'm saying to you in closing, because we have to do a break, is that there is some level of, and we still have to admit this, that the communication from before, all right, it might have not been as great coming on to certain things, but now we're building it back up. A lot of people still did what they had to do, and that was based on information that was shared. So we also have to look at it from the positive side, that people were still doing, in government, they were still trying to do their job. We'll be back.
And I say that all the time. Right. I say that all the time. We're doing a very good job. But know that we've reached this stage, how we manage it is critical.
It's critical. I agree.
So
yeah, we can't afford to slip up. That's what you're saying. They can't afford to slip.
Every day. We cannot make mistakes. We are in a crisis.
All right, my dear. Thank you so much for your contribution. We'll be back.